started about the end of August, and people would all...
Yeah, just at the start of September.
Mm. Would all be asking one another, have you got your letter yet?
Yeah.
Because they got their letter to go to say when they should start hop, you know, start picking the hops.
Right.
And usually about the end of August, they'd all be, oh, have you got your letter? So-and-so's got her letter, we haven't got ours yet. Yeah. It's quite exciting. And then eventually, on about the... rather late then, it wasn't until the last week in August, the first week in September, or the second week in September, they would all go up to London Bridge from this area.
Are you going to take the next?
Yes, of course.
Oh, yeah.
But first of all, they used to, in them days, people didn't receive many letters.
Yes.
Because, you know, they were poor.
Yes.
And there was always this one envelope that came this certain time of the year. It was all the brown one. So they used to know that the brown envelope was their off-picking letter.
Right.
So of course that's how they used to get to them. So, have you got your letter? Got your brown envelope? You know, and it used to go on. Go on, Ollie.
That was the beginning. That was the exciting part that everybody was worrying about, if they was going to get their letter.
Yeah.
Well then, about the end of August, they would all start buying their pots and different things. And stores, and they had a cart, a homemade cart on wheels.
Yes. A big box with two handles, the one in the middle.
Yeah.
And it was made by the people that were going.
Right.
And it used to have a lift-up lid on it.
Mm.
It used to pack everything inside that, lock it down and put a lock on it, and it had four wheels on it.
Oh, so you could move it.
And they used to put, like your little shopping trolley, and in much bigger. Up to London Bridge.
And they used to push that up to London Bridge Station.
So people would say walk from around like the docks area?
Oh yes.
Oh yeah.
Or from
Bermondsey,
Rotherhithe.
The train used to leave. The one
they had special trains for the hop pickers, and they were always very early in the morning. About 4 o'clock in the morning be the hoppers train.
So how did you get this big box on wheels? This big on the train.
Well, they used to be here.
No, London Bridge got
on the train. On the train, well, they had the guards van.
Guards van.
So it's piled it all on the guards van.
Everybody, I mean, in them days, everybody was helping everybody else because we were all children.
Right.
With our mothers and fathers.
Yeah.
So therefore, there were six in my family, three girls and three boys. So we all helped out, like Granny next door and Granny here, we'd see them. You'd help Granny to put a box in.
And they'd put them all on the train and they'd go, Paddock Wood was one of them.
That piling used to go there, I think.
Paddock Wood, and you'd be met at Paddock Wood Station by the farmer's cart,
right.
A wagon they'd call it. And
he'd
say,
wagon.
Oh, you're going to, we went to a farm called Wheeler's Farm, and then you'd all get in the car.
Right, so he'd shout it out.
He'd shout it out. Well, people knew him, you know, they went year after year, they knew it was like a family, they knew everybody from the year before.
Right.
And they'd know their wagon, and they'd know the farm labourer or
the
worker, and they would go to the wagon and get all their belongings on, and he would chop off down to their farm.
So was this a horse-drawn wagon?
Some
of the wagons had three horses in front.
Really?
It depended on where you was going, like in the hills to get up. They used to have three, some wagons had two, in a line.
It must have been heavily laden though.
We used to see each farm wagon would go with his hot pickers to his own like farm, and then he'd take them from Paddock Wood to where we would. Sometimes the men would walk, the women and the children and the boxes would be put on the wagon, or if not, the man or the husband would wheel the trolley to the farm.
So he'd be left pushing the trolley and the others would be having a ride. Mm-hmm.
The hopping box, they call it.
The hopping box.
And so he'd take that to the farm.
Yeah.
And the children and Granny and Auntie and Uncle would all go on the wagon.
Didn't anyone have to ever get off and push or help the horses up the hill?
No,
not really. All that hilly, not where we went hopping.
You know, but they used to have the horses because they were strong shire horses to pull them.
Well, they were farm horses.
I mean, them wagons had big wheels.
Yes.
I mean, sometimes you go down in Kent there, you would see the wagons with big heavy drawn things.
Is that the big hay wagons?
Yeah. And then they'd go to the farm and then... Yeah. You'd know which hatch you would go to because you were there the following year.
Did anyone ever go go down on spec that hadn't got their letter would just go down?
No, not really.
Not really.
Because most
it was people that had been the year before. If you wanted to go for the first time, you'd write to the farmer.
Write to the farmer, and they would tell you.
And then you'd wait until he replied if there was a vacant, you know, how many pickers he needed. And if you wanted more than he'd got, you'd get a reply. But if someone had died, you know, from the last time they'd been, they would go get a letter and they would be a new picker and they would go and they'd have the huts that were left off, so you knew which hut you would go into because you'd been there the year before.
But if he wasn't going to use you, he wouldn't write back?
No, you wouldn't get a letter. That was the beginning. You didn't get no letter, there was no point in going.
No.
So you waited for your letter so you know that your place was booked.
You must have a letter to
go. It was like a booking, really.
Yeah.
And then when you arrived, the farmer would come round with this big bales of hay, straw, and faggots.
And you would take down a big, like, what you call duvet now.
Yeah.
We'd open at one end. Well, we used to have the same things, but we used to have, like, big, tremendous big pillowcases again. But it was sewn up at the top and sewn down the side before we went. But the top was...
It was like a mattress.
Right.
Like a big mattress. And you'd fill that up with straw.
So just stuff at the
that was your bed,
yeah.
And it was quite comfortable.
And you only had the one bed.
And it was clean straw, and you'd make it into a mattress, and he'd come round with what they called faggots.
That was
they were big bundles of sticks.
How big were bundles?
Long sticks. Yeah. You know, the cutting through
long
the trees. I would say... Mm.
Carry them on your shoulder.
I would say...
fair branches off a tree.
4-5 foot?
5 foot long, 6 foot long.
And you'd put them down, and then you'd sort of
build it round,
and then put your mattress on top, and that would be your bed. And the faggots would be a support, like you'd call a spring, you know?
Oh, right.
But you'd put your mattress on top,
yeah,
and that would be your bed.
Bed.